What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Your station for the best Ravens coverage.
Bringing the team to the fans.
It's news from the Nest.
We're grateful for our media. We really are, most of the time.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
News from the Nest here on this game day Thursday. Ravens tonight taking on the Colts, M&T Bank Stadium. Bob Adi, Vince Rotto, Nolan McGraw. John Harbaugh a couple of days ago talks about Mike Green, the near sacks, which we think are going to come into real sacks once the season starts.
Yeah, I mean, he did. He thought he got there about three times, you know, so that's what the games are for, right? But he was bringing it. I thought William Kwemko to get that last sack was very impressive. It was fun to watch.
I thought Mike Green had two of the three sacks in that session. But you know what? Whether it be sack or no sack, the moves that he made were unreal. The dip and the bend and all those things and hand use and power and strength were amazing. And he's got all that in his repertoire. Oway doesn't have that in his repertoire. Even Van Oy doesn't have that in his repertoire. I think the kid's got a really big chance to be special.
Charlie Kolek. Well, he's got an opportunity now because, unfortunately, Isaiah Likely is going to miss the rest of training camp, preseason, maybe the opener against the Bills. That is to be determined. But here's John Harbaugh, another guy that's on the walk year of a deal, by the way, talking about Charlie Kolek's growth as a player.
Well, Charlie, you know, came in as a receiver. That's the interesting thing. And I do think he's grown as a receiver also, but he's really – probably his biggest growth came as a blocker because he never blocked, I don't think, one time at Iowa State, it doesn't seem like. Now he's kind of known as a blocker. And yet he has two or three big, huge passing catches, play catches today. We had numerous big plays in the passing game. We had a couple big runs. We had a number of red zone scores, which was good with the first group, the first set with the ones. So those are all great things to see, and Charlie was a big part of that.
Now, Charlie was excellent, and Harbs is exactly right. At Iowa State, he couldn't block me or you, Bob. You know, at our in our 60s, he couldn't block us. You know, but if he does that, let's just say that Likely misses two games, and then Kolek does some stuff like that, like he did against Indy, he'll make himself some money. You know, other teams will be interested because he shows the ability to block and run after the catch. So he becomes more valuable. I mean, Josh Oliver got 7 years, $21 million when he left the Ravens to go to the Vikings because he could block. So, I mean, that only helps Charlie. And I was pleasantly surprised that, I'm like, damn, that looks like Mark Andrews. And, you know, and he's taking hits down the middle of the field and stuff. Yeah, that was big for the Ravens too, because I think I said it yesterday, Bob. I mean, you know, all right, let's make sure Likely is totally healthy. And Charlie showed that we can get by with that.
Now, a guy that we're looking forward to seeing, and we've all agreed, is Devontae Walker, second year out of North Carolina, wide receiver. Here's Lamar Jackson talking about the Tar Heel.
Man, Chaz, our chemistry's been doing good since last year. Giants game, he had his first touchdown, I believe. And, you know, he really haven't been getting a lot of reps with me this camp, but I feel like we're right there. We're right there.
Yeah, he's gotten a few, you know, with Lamar, and you're not. Because if Bateman's practicing and Zay's practicing and D-Hop, Tez not getting a lot of reps with Lamar. But, you know, with Bateman missing time and stuff, then he gets a few more reps. But he catches the ball and he's been making plays. And, you know, there's almost something every day at practice that you say, damn, Tez made another play today. You know, I mean, he's been making plays. And I hope tonight, hope he has a couple big plays.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Nolan McGraw. Total Request Thursday. It's news from the Nest. We'll get a phone call in a second. But Rasheed Ali, I mean, is there room on the roster for Rasheed Ali? Here's Derrick Henry talking about the second-year running back.
Shane's doing a hell of a job as well throughout the offseason and going through camp. I think it's just, you know, with that experience, that first year on his belt, getting used to things, more experience. He's running better. He's recognizing things quicker, just doing a hell of a job from year one to year two. I think he's just going to keep growing. But, you know, his growth from one to two has definitely been recognized. But he's been doing a hell of a job.
He has gotten better. I mean, you see he's quicker and a little bit more explosive to the holes, and he sees things, like Derek just said. He sees things much quicker. I mean, you see his boom, you know, quicker feet and stuff in there. So, Bob, I just don't know that there's enough room at the end for, you know, another back, just because when, you know, you count the numbers and stuff, it's hard to keep, what would that be, five running backs? That would be hard.
Let's get out to the phones. 410-583-1057 is the number. Buy or sell coming up in a few. And then Gianna Hahn from the Baltimore Banner. We'll talk Ravens, Colts with her. Let's go to Joppa and bring in Trey. Trey, thanks for holding. What's up?
What's going on, fellas?
How you doing, man?
Not bad. Excited for the game tonight.
Yep.
I would say my so far, based off just the camp reports and everything, it's kind of been, from what I thought, kind of status quo. Guys that I expected, you know, to flash and make strides. But we all know when the it's live bullets coming at you, things get different.
Yep.
In a real game situation. So with that being said, just wanted to read off a couple names that I'll be watching tonight. I'm excited that, you know, it's going to be young guys, because I'll say this. We got an old team there, but an old team can become a good young team very quick in 1 year, you know, especially if we do what I think we're going to do and win the Super Bowl. A lot of people are going to want some of our players, you know what I mean? Yeah. And so just got some guys I'm going to be looking forward to tonight. Peoples, I'm looking for Peoples to make a play. Show a first step, maybe a TFL in there. Three young DBs that I think are going to play a lot. Bo Braid, Armour Davis, and TJ. Make a play.
Yep.
Make a play on the football. Force a fumble. You know what I mean? Just show some good urgency. Bo had great urgency getting to the ball last year. I thought he had a sneaky good preseason, but we just were too deep at safety and didn't need him. Offensive line, Winston. I want to see Winston at left tackle. That's a super project. Vinny, you haven't mentioned him too much. I don't know if that's good or bad.
It's not good.
I know he's a – I got you. Okay. I think he's probably a long way away. But just wanted to see him in a live game. The receivers, Tez, Kirkwood. Kirkwood, can you take a step off of that practice? He made a good play down the field. Make another one. Western, LaJonte, don't drop no punts. Be clean, 100%. And, you know, Mike Green. Mike, you're looking like everything I thought you would be when I called on draft day, and I said take a chance. You know, I just keep paying it all, keep your head down. But I'm excited to see the young guys tonight, fellas. Appreciate the time.
All right, Trey. Football tonight, M&T Bank Stadium. More of that coming your way with Gianna Hahn, bottom of the hour. But as we're coming up on the end of the week, let's count some dough. How about a little buy or sell? Talk about the sports subjects as well. NFL launch at 1 o'clock. American League East report at 1:15. Boston's hot run came to an end. We'll talk about that. And then Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, talk NFL with Mike as he starts to give you a little fantasy football advice. Hey, if you're looking for a real cheap daily fantasy bargain. Maybe on a given Sunday, maybe Charlie Kolar might be a cheap option.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Option to go.
Are you buying?
Straight cash, homie.
Or selling?
I'm not going to buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Good evening, Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Total request Thursday. Pick a song, we'll play it. Get your votes in. Featured artist Friday. That reveal coming up less than 2 hours. But right now, before we get to the many sports subjects, you know, like the Ravens playing tonight, Orioles coming up on the final 7 weeks of the season, college football less than a month away. Got some dough by herself.
Well, the Dow is down 252. The S&P is down 4. NASDAQ is up 89. DraftKings is down $1.22. Under Armour's down 9 cents to 6.28.
We get started in college football today. College football season, it's right around the corner. Preseason rankings are being released. Clemson, depending on what outlet you're looking at, they're in or around that top five mix, which is leading Dabo Sweeney to puff his chest out a little bit more than usual. Quote here from him about the upcoming season. Said, in 2018, we were the first 15-0 team in the history of major college football, and I think we're going to be the first 16-0 team. It's a race to do that. Of course, referring to the expanded playoff format, now adding the additional game for those two teams that make it to the championship. Last year, a very chaotic season in the regular season and the playoffs for that matter. Ultimately, Ohio State bringing it all home, despite suffering two losses along the way. Bob, are you buying or selling that any team is capable of running the table at 16-0 this year?
Selling it. Too much parity with the portal and the NIL. I mean, the teams are pretty loaded at a lot of spots. Clemson opens against LSU, so they might lose their first game. So, but after that, it might get a little easier for them in the ACC, which isn't all that strong this year. But 16-0, any team this year? Nope, selling it.
Well, yesterday we talked about the CBS sports staff putting together defensive position rankings. Now we have the offensive side of things. And at tight end in particular, the Ravens are very well represented. Both Mark Andrews and Isaiah Likely in the top 10. In fact, they came in back-to-back at 8 and 9. Tight end always been an interesting position when it comes to rankings. never as deep as, say, a position like wide receiver or even running back, I would argue. Usually pretty clear disparity between the top five tight ends and the next five after that. So, kind of a two-parter here, Vinny. Are you buying or selling that Andrews and Likely are not only both top 10, but neither is top five right now?
I'll buy that. I'll buy that. You know, Andrews, I think Andrews is an excellent tight end, but top five, no. And Likely, I think if Likely played more and had more catches, he could be.
For those curious what the ranking was, George Kittle at number one, Brock Bowers already up at number two, Sam Laporta at three, Trey McBride recently paid, he's fourth, and Travis Kelce, he had to be in the top five somewhere. Can't get rid of him yet.
That's bogus.
Yeah. What was it? Hockenson not far behind him.
Yeah, I like Hockenson.
We'll go over to baseball here. A lot of rumors surrounding Stephen Kwan at this year's trade deadline, ultimately sticking around in Cleveland, though. When those rumblings started to heat up, it felt strange. I mean, considering the Guardians, you know, were in the ALCS last year, fancy themselves as a competitive team, and really, any given year, should be able to compete in the AL Central. But it was also surprising to see that Cleveland traded Andrés Giménez a year ago, really not long after signing him to a seven-year extension. How do they view themselves? Hard to say at this point. But buy or sell, Bob, the Guardians will trade Kwan this winter, regardless of season outcome.
Man, that's a tough one. He's still controllable, but the arb years are coming up, and he's got gold gloves. And
two more years.
All-stars, so he's going to start getting a little hefty. And Giménez went to Toronto, and remember, he was bashing away at the Orioles early. He's been hurt for a lot of the season. I'll buy it. I mean, because like you said, I mean, do you want to compete? Do you want to win? You keep catching lightning in the bottle. By the way, they're all of a sudden only six games out of first place. And Stephen Kwan won a game for them the other night because he could do it with a bat and a glove. But everything, unless you're Jose Ramirez, you're on the table. So, yeah, man, I'm down with that.
Let's see, back to the NFL, Aaron Rodgers settling into life with the Steelers and handing out a lot of praise for really anyone and everyone around him. Now that the topic of preseason playtime is here, he gave really the safe answer, saying that he's on board with whatever Mike Tomlin wants to do, but if he's called upon to play, he has no problem with that. He's happy to do it. Keep in mind, Will Howard, fellow quarterback there in the Pittsburgh offense, he's dealing with an injury, thins out the quarterback room a little bit, but Mason Rudolph, Skylar Thompson, they're also in the mix as well. 2 years ago, when Rodgers moved from Green Bay to the Jets, he did take some preseason snaps then when he joined a new team. Vinny, are you buying or selling that that'll be the case again as he joins another new team?
I'll sell it. I'll sell it because I think they have a couple practice, you know, with other team sessions. So I'll sell the fact that he's going to play.
Now, before we break here, got to do it. Got to do the giveaway. We got 2 days of giveaways left this week. Stone Temple Pilot tickets going to be coming to the Horseshoe Casino on October 11th. This is your only chance to win them today, but keep listening. We'll give some away tomorrow as well. I'm looking for caller number 8 at 410-583-1057. Again, 2 tickets to see Stone Temple Pilots.
There you go. Get in here. Win those tickets. Go see STP when we come back. Gianna Hahn, Baltimore Banner. Talk about the Ravens and Colts coming up tonight at M&T Bank Stadium. Get to the Funhouse. Haven't been there yet with Nolan McGraw. And up on lunch at 1 o'clock, there are other games going on. Cincinnati's playing their starters. We'll look at some of these. Pete Carroll takes on Seattle. American League East report at 1:15. What happened in the division last night? Quiet today, but some interesting series starting tomorrow. And then Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio. He's going to win you some daily fantasy preseason football money. Or maybe not. Don't take us up on.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Now, joining us now, Bob Eddie, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw to preview the game in the next couple of weeks from the Baltimore Banner on the Window Nation guest hotline, Gianna Hahn. Gianna, good afternoon. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I have to get back to getting used to having to use work nights instead of training camp days.
There you go. Now you're back down in downtown Baltimore. It's the Colts. They've got their own issues, and we'll talk about that. But we're looking for certain Ravens, younger ones, to maybe rise to the occasion. And we mentioned Mike Green and Bo Braid, et cetera, Tez Walker. What about TJ Tampa? Year two in the league, fourth round pick. And if memory serves, he was a steal, I guess, in the fourth round. How has camp gone for him? And if things continue to progress in, I guess, a positive way, Gianna, his expected role will be what this year in the Ravens secondary?
Yeah, I think the thing for him is going to be consistency. He's had his good days. He's had his bad days. He also has just been beat a lot by Tez Walker, who I know you guys know he's had a standout camp because we have talked to the media about that. But so some of those plays that have been made against him just been such good plays by the quarterback and the receiver. There wasn't too much he could do. But, I mean, that only goes so far. That's what they said about Brandon Stephens all last year, right? Then he eventually saw his time decrease. So he definitely needs to show out now that he's going to be against a different team. But either way, I mean, there's not so much room for him to make a splash within this, like, cornerback rotation. Now that, you know, they have plenty of options with Jair here and Chidobe. But I think there's definitely a route for him to get on the team through special teams, and then he could be one of those depth cornerbacks when they need, either they have injuries or they need to call in someone else. So, but he has some competition. They have all those younger guys. They have Jalen Armour-Davis. So he really does need to have a good preseason.
Gianna, the other day, to me, my MVP on offense was Charlie Kohler, defense Mike Green. Tomorrow or tonight when you're writing your story, who's your MVP on offense tonight and on defense?
That's a good question. See, I didn't get to watch offense since, you know, they were on separate teams yesterday, but Mike Green certainly looked good. I'm actually hoping to see maybe something from Teddy Buchanan. You know, Roquan doesn't normally play. So I know Trenton Simpson had a really good preseason last year. And I think that there's a chance for Teddy to do that inside backer. And then offense, I feel like Keaton Mitchell's eager to show that he's got his speed back. And I think he's going to be one of those only like real starting guys that you're going to see out there.
How concerned are you about the depth with the O-line?
You know, that's a good question because they certainly haven't looked super great against the defense. I do think the defense is a little bit deeper, the Ravens defense. So they've been beating up on them a lot. There's some raw guys there, but should they need someone immediately, I'm not super comfortable with, like, who they have as an option. Emory Jones being out has really been a blow because he can't even really compete at this point for one of those, like, number two guys. He just has to get back onto the field. I guess, like, Ben Cleveland is a backup guy, but, you know, he's lost that starting job so quickly. They won't say it officially, but he lost it pretty quickly last year and this year. So I guess he could be, like, he can manage in there, but he's not going to be super solid. So that's definitely an area that you're going to have to pray that they stay healthy.
Like, Gianna, I'm sure that you and Jonas, you've probably done, like, a preliminary 53. I mean, when I look at the O-line, I can only come up with 8 O-linemen on my list.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, like I said, they've been kind of really pushed around. I'm thinking, so you have your 5. Ben would probably be your next one. Like, Vincent's been really, really, really raw, so he has a lot to learn. Maybe, I think, is it Dellinger or there's one guy that, like, looks like he has potential, or is it
Vincent?
Listerman. Yeah. So, no, I know, I definitely know what you're saying. It's a pretty big drop off from the 1s to the 2s.
Now, do you think tonight, do you think Falele and Rosengarten play?
I don't know for sure. There's a chance they don't, but, and I can see them not wanting them to get hurt, especially since we're talking about there's not that much depth there. But I also think that they could, both of them could stand to get extra snaps against a different team. So I would maybe like to see them play at least a little bit, but you do have to manage the risk of having your guys get injured.
I would think that Harbs will be trying to get Looper a bunch of kicks tonight, you know, to get him game experience, don't you think?
Don't go for any touchdowns, just field goal, field goal.
Well, no, I'm not going for it on fourth down, you know, I mean, because don't want to kick.
Yeah. Take a 60-yarder.
Yeah.
No, I definitely agree. I know we've talked about him a lot over the course of this offseason, and the whole time I've said he looks good while we're there, but it doesn't really matter until he gets in a game situation, and this will be the first chance. Because, I mean, he saw a different team at joint practice, but it's not quite the same as, like, a full-speed game. So I think it's going to be critical to see if he can hold up to some of the pressure that comes in clutch situations. I do think real games are still going to be a little bit different, you know, rivalry games, stuff like that. But this is about as close as they're going to be able to replicate.
Gianna Hahn, Baltimore Banner, joining us, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Gianna, last thing for you as you get ready again for night football. What's the deal with Kyle Hamilton? Left practice a couple of days ago, did not participate in the joint scrimmage with the Colts. I know John Harbaugh would rather give you his tax return than tell you about injuries, but what's going on with old number 14 there?
What, a camp deal? Didn't tell you what's going on? So it looks like he came off during a play. I don't remember exactly what happened in the play, but he had come off the day before joint practice. So what was that? Monday? And he was, like, kind of doing a lunge, really stretching, but none of the trainers ran over to him. Then he kind of walked around and he went back and stretched a bit more, and maybe one person, like, wandered over to talk to him. So it didn't seem like there was really any urgency, like, oh no, this guy might be really, really hurt. And then even though he didn't go back in, he was, you know, laughing on the sidelines. He didn't seem too concerned. So I think it looks like it's a lower body, it's some sort of strain, but it doesn't look like anyone's too concerned. It definitely does seem like Harbaugh's telling the truth about it just being, you know, out of abundance of caution, not wanting to risk maybe one of the best players on their defense, if not the best. So I don't think it's something to be too concerned about as of yet. And we were all joking on the sidelines, like, Kyle Hamilton has crazy ability to bounce back from injury. He has come back from so many injuries this past year. So I would believe that he heals pretty quickly from that one too.
Gianna, what's happening at the Baltimore Banner on this Thursday?
Yeah, I mean, we just had finally relieved to have it out. My big story on Malachi Starks and his background and how he got here, which is really inspiring. And then we will be just, you know, getting ready for the game, trying to see where things truly are at once we get it against some other competition, although the Ravens sucked in preseason last year, but then we're great. So it doesn't really say too much, but looking out for some of these rookies, some of these camp battles. As you said, Tyler Loop, that will be a big thing. So, yeah, just, you know, excited to see them go against a team that's not their own.
Gianna Hahn, Baltimore Banner. Gianna, appreciate the time as always. Have fun at M&T. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Gianna.
Thank you.
Yep.
Right, Gianna Hahn, everybody. We'll come back, take a trip to the funny house. Nolan McGraw, because we couldn't get to it last hour. You would have joined us. You can at 410-583-1057. NFL Lunch coming up atop of the 1 o'clock. Well, it is 1 o'clock. We'll talk about the other games going on tonight and get Vinny's thoughts on the Colts. You got to see them up close and personal. I mean, is this a team that, if they're healthy, can compete in the AFC South as they missed the playoffs last couple of years here? American League East report at 1:15. And then Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, talk NFL with him less than a month. Matter of fact, the Ravens season starts a month from today. American League East report at 1:15. Also NFL Lunch, give any thoughts on the Colts. Is there some hope there for Shane Steichen if it's either a Daniel Jones or Anthony Richardson who's starting tonight? There is some talent on the team. They have a premier running back. They have a really good offensive line. They've got receivers. How's that defense looking? Nick Cross, former Terp, had a big year last year for Indianapolis. So we'll talk about the Colts as well. But quick draw before we get to the funhouse. You've had an hour to percolate thinking about the Orioles public relations blunder, as we'll call it, announcing the elimination of ticket packages that have been in play forever. And not only that, raising prices. Kind of a bad luck when you're in last place in a season in which you were one of the odds on favorites by the odds makers to get to the World Series.
Yeah, bad luck to say the least, I think. And you're seeing the fan frustration out there on social media. You know, people reacting to the story coming out. I mean, I'll speak personally. I don't have a Birdland membership. You know, I'm not a season ticket holder. So, you know, take that for what it is. But there's a lot of other people out there that are, that have invested their money in this, and they're the ones being directly affected by it. It's not just me or someone else on the station ranting and raving. I mean, take a look out there. That the people that are actually impacted by this, they're up in arms. They were up in arms about the benefits being stripped away at the start of last year and after the season that was just rolled out there, understandably very frustrated. Now, I will say this, because I have been forgetting to mention it all week long. If you want to hear more ranting and raving from Nolan, you're in luck.
Oh.
This Saturday, I'll be on this afternoon. Mike Popovic is off. The higher-ups here were gracious enough to allow me to fill in. So from 2 to 4 on Saturday, I'll be on here. Believe me, we're going to be talking a lot of Orioles. There is a lot to get into. So after today's events, all the Basayo Beaver stuff, we will get into that. And not sure Ravens-wise stuff, but believe me, the Orioles will be hot and heavy.
Let me ask you this. How long have you known that you're hosting the show Saturday?
A couple weeks, a week, 2 weeks maybe.
I'm thinking we could have done a pretty good job of promoting the show.
Well, this that's my fault. That's my fault.
That's today, you're bad.
Yes, that's my fault.
E5.
Yes, big time.
Over there. And unfortunately, Nolan, I'm driving to Chincoteague, Virginia, me and my wife, Saturday morning to see my uncle, Dave Rommel, first-team All-Metro pitcher for Poly 1968. So we'll be gone for the day. But I'll
Is
be
that
thinking
how
about
he introduces himself, by the way?
I do.
Does he? Okay. It's not just a you thing.
No, no, he does not.
Hi, I'm
but
Dave.
He's got the pictures. I mean, he actually has box scores, pictures, and the actual first-team All, and not making it up.
Not
convincing people he really did do it.
If I go to the Ravens, I'll probably catch you on the way home.
All right. Hey, tune in. We'll be here.
105.7 The Fan.
You're here already.
Odyssey app.
Odyssey app.
Yeah. So
and listen to Vinny and Haney on the podcast. Go to Spotify. Go to Apple.
Yeah. Never miss what you missed.
Wherever you can get a podcast, it's there. I'm uploading it, so please listen to it.
Oh, and for the record, Nolan, next time you know in advance, like 2 weeks, that you're going to be hosting a show, pimp that thing. Come on, baby.
I thought he just found out about it today.
Yeah.
Well, we can lie.
Well, we all did.
I just got the call.
Together. Is that what it was?
Yeah, no.
All right, whatever. All right, let's go to Funhouse.
Quick Draw's Funhouse.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
1057, The Fan.
We'll start here with a short one, Orioles related. Big gripes about spending money on the payroll this year, biggest in terms of pitching. But a texter here saying if the Orioles had spent significant money on pitching and actually gotten decent results out of that, how much of a difference does that actually make in terms of record? Starting to seem to me, watching this team, that one, two, maybe even three pitchers wouldn't have made that much of a difference.
Well, let's look at it this way. They re-signed Burns, but they tried to do. If he's pitching in Baltimore, not Arizona, does the elbow still blow up? If they re-sign Tony Taters instead of Toronto, does his shoulder not get hurt? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So these are all the risks that you take, and I've said it 1,000 times on the air, and I'll reiterate here. In theory, I'm against big long-term deals for pitchers because sooner or later, the injury's happening. But if they can get you into the World Series or win it within 3 years before the arm falls off, you'll take it.
Yep.
Especially given the fact that the Orioles have not been in a World Series since I was 18 and Nolan was long from being born. So I get it. But this offseason, you really have no choice because you have nothing else to fall back on down on the farm. Now you're going to have to start trading some prospects. It is what it is. And guys like Heston Kjerstad really don't have much trade value. Last year's first-round pick, Vance Honeycutt, has regressed. No power, a lot of Ks. All right, he's great. He's fast. He's an excellent defensive center fielder. Can Enrique Bradfield stay healthy enough to earn himself a spot on the 26-man roster or 26th roster? Keep in mind, he was picked, what, a couple years ago out of college? These are dudes that should be here now in some sense. So Mike Elias is going to have to get creative, but he's going to have to spend some money. And you want to quiet down a lot of disgruntled Oriole fans because of the news today? Spend some dough on the roster. Mm-hmm. Okay, you want me to pay more? Give me something to watch. Just extend Gunner or Adley, whomever. But sign another big ticket or two. You sign a frontline pitcher and a Kyle, whether it's Schwarbsy or Tucker, people will be like, okay, I'm cool. All right, you reinvested in the team? All right, I might be more willing to listen and buy some of these seats.
Bob, when do you expect the announcement of new manager?
For the Orioles?
Yeah.
Oh, I would think season ends late September, early by November 1st. Because, I mean, your offseason does have to start sooner or later. I mean,
I want him involved.
We'll see. I mean, will there? I don't know. They got to get that. Should be the first order of business.
No question.
Manager.
Some thoughts on the Ravens here. Howard in Baltimore checking in says his focus tonight is on Cooper Rush. Says he was at the practice on Monday, seemed to be rusty. His throws were high behind the receivers. I know that it may take a lot of time to get the timing down, but I was not too impressed with the incompletions. Hopefully he will show some improvement in the game tonight, and I hope, of course, above all else, everyone stay healthy.
Yeah, I'm just nervous that the O-line's not going to hold up for old Cooper Rush. I think he's going to get sacked and be scrambling around a lot.
One more here. This one's actually interesting. Texter says that they think Justice Hill, he's going to raise hell.
Yeah.
He's raising hell.
Devil of a running back.
Justice Hill could secretly or sneakily be on the trade block if Keaton Mitchell returns to form, shows that what he had 2 years ago is real, and if Rasheen Ali is truly the project running back that Hill used to be, then I think Justice Hill would be a guy that I'd be fielding calls for.
I wouldn't. Not this year. Not if I'm all in, because he's too good a pass blocker and too good in third down situations, and he had a phenomenal year last year. I'm not risking my third down stuff, my pass blocking, you know, for Lamar on Ali or Keaton Mitchell right yet.
5880-1057 The Fan. When we come back, NFL Lunch, you want to join us for that? You can at 410-583-1057. Any questions for Vinny about the Ravens, what he's seen so far at camp? Talk about the Colts, what their prospects could be in 2025. American League East Report at 115. And then Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, talks about NFL with him as we're a month away, less than a month away from the real kickoff. Well, let's see. It's November, what's it, September 4th is the king, and then the Ravens. Yeah. We're there. It's there, everybody.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.